Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
We are down to two more home games left on the Blackhawks schedule. Tonight, it's the Nashville Predators on the other bench, and I'm joined by Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. Coach, even though the season is coming to an end, it's a beginning moment, in a sense, for one player on the roster tonight. Ethan Del Mastro recalled from the AHL Rockford IceHogs, and he makes his NHL debut tonight. What have you heard about Del Mastro's style of play as a defenseman?
Just from watching him in rookie camps, good skater, big size, makes really good plays. I think he's really grown this year. First year pro, much like a full season down there for Vlasic last year, where, you know, kind of big minutes, important situations, really has kind of taken in a lot of information and elevated his game, so earned this opportunity. So I'm looking forward to seeing him at the next level against a really strong team, and just making sure he keeps it simple tonight for a young defenseman, and using that skating ability to just to move that puck forward.
I know that you like to sometimes mix up your D pairs over the course of a game, but it seems like at least to start, Del Mastro will be paired with Connor Murphy defensively, and this is the first time in a long time, I think, since before the All-Star break that Connor Murphy has been healthy enough to go. What do you know about Connor Murphy's journey, his rehab process, and how excited are you to have him back out on the ice tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be great to have Connor back. He looks really fresh and moving well out in the ice, and totally rehabbed. Probably took the extra time to do it properly, and that's a good pro, and he knows what his body needs. And it's going to be great to have the opportunity to have that veteran presence with a young guy like Ethan out there. I think he's very vocal on the ice. He's going to be helpful to Ethan in a lot of situations, especially defensively and on faceoffs. So we're looking forward to seeing how that works out tonight.
You know, just broadening the scope a little bit when you look at the D core, not just with the Blackhawks, but down with the Rockford IceHogs, it seems like there are a lot of good prospects defensively in the system right now between the Blackhawks currently and with the IceHogs. How do you feel about the depth defensively of what's in the pipeline right now?
Yeah, I think obviously a young core of depth down there with Allen and Del Mastro. Obviously, we know Phillips that's had some playing time up here, and obviously Wyatt Kaiser that came back up and played very well at the end of the year here and is back down there getting ready for a playoff run. So you put all those together, and with our young guys up top with Vlasic and Korchinski, it's a really good core to moving forward. And I think they're all can skate. They all can move the puck. Nolan Allen's a little more gritty, and kind of like a penalty killing, shot blocking guy that has some skills that can move the puck. So there's a good mix in there as well.
Well, I know one of the bright spots of the St. Louis game was Landon Slaggart getting his first NHL goal. And do you think he's in line for more ice time tonight? Perhaps maybe up on a higher line.
Yeah, we're going to slot him in with Dickinson and Anderson, and he's shown that he can play there before. He can really be reliable in checking instances and on the defensive side. But if the other team is sloppy, we've seen what he can do. If they fall asleep out there, he can make them pay. He scored a really beautiful goal for his first goal in the NHL, and we're hoping to see even more of that.
Our TV truck actually dug up a really interesting nugget that Ryan Donato has the assist on Connor Bedard's first NHL goal, Kevin Korchinski's first NHL goal, and now Landon Slaggart's. What do you think that says about Ryan Donato?
I'm not sure about him, but the guy in the truck's doing his job. So, but Ryan's, he's a tenacious guy. He's got some good offensive instincts. He's a really good shooter, but obviously he's shown he can make plays. And there's times where I know he wants to play more and get out there even more, but he's a guy that knows his role. He plays feisty. He had a great year last year in Seattle, and I think they really miss him on that line there that they all scored over, I think, 20 goals last year, and they're missing that this year. But we have the luxury of having him and putting him in different spots at different times. He's played at times with Connor Bedard and done well. and he's played down with Mackenzie Entwistle and Slagert and done a really good job on it in a checking role. But again, like I said, when the other team is not on their toes, make them pay offensively. So he's done a great job up and down the lineup for us this year.
One thing that amazes me in my time in the NHL is the phenomenon known as Masters Week, and how many hockey players are really, really into golf, either as their primary off-season pastime or just following the pros in the PGA and now the LIV Tour. How involved are you in following the Masters especially, and what do you think of how into this major golf tournament hockey guys are?
You know what it does? It's got that mystique of like an original six franchise. It's the one of the older ones, one of the most prestigious ones. It's very hard, obviously, to get in, and then even harder to win. So I can understand the enticed by the hockey players, which a lot of them play golf in the summertime. It's a good crossover sport for their hand abilities and their eye hand coordination and touch on eye hand coordination as well. So I can see where that really draws them in. It's a beautiful place to watch golf too. You know, I'm kind of in and out on it. I love golf, but I'm not glued to the TV the whole time, but I'm definitely interested and try and watch a little bit of the final and see what's going on Sunday, even though I'll probably be late because we're playing, but I'll catch some of the highlights. And you know what, it's neat. I've never had a chance to go there because it's always in hockey season and that's most hockey players, but I know that's something that could be on the bucket list down the road to kind of get there and just see that beautiful course.
I think I heard Wayne Gretzky's there, so maybe in retirement you can get down to Augusta, coach. But appreciate the candor as always, and I'll pass along your compliments to our production crew. They'll be delighted to hear from you. Good luck tonight against Nashville.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.